French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is iced tea. When I was a boy, we lived in a sylvan place in northern Illinois. A town not far from ours was named Half Day. It was given that name in that it took half a day to ride there from Chicago by horseback. Our town was Diamond Lake due to the roughly diamond shape of it. It, too, was a haven. That lake, along with the many trees and spacious fields in the area, were my playground. In the summer months, I was happy to be exploring and wandering it at all, wearing my prized Davy Crockett hat, swimming trunks, because you never know when you just might need to take a swim, and boy-sized cowboy boots. We had a good-sized yard. So did our beloved grandparents who lived nearby. We lived as much as we could out of doors during those slow and dreamy months, or if not entirely outside, in a screened-in porch. Burning up all that energy caused me great thirst, and for some reason, while coffee was not allowed to me at that age, iced tea was. Ah, the changing circumstances of parental advice. Naturally, I drank it with a truckload of white sugar. Tea is a complex subject, like wine or the aforementioned coffee. The stuff we drank was not. I'm sure it was 100% Lipton's tea from the bags. All teas that are true teas versus infusions come from the plant known as Camellia sinensis. The varieties are where the roads diverge. Infusions are good drinks. Passion fruit made into a tea is a lovely beverage, but strictly speaking, it is not a tea. Words, where would I be without them? Not on the radio, but let's talk tea. The name oolong means black dragon. It is a reference to the long, twisted shapes of the oolong tea's leaves. Green and black teas are also derived from the Camellia sinensis plant. Green teas are heat-treated just a few hours after picking to halt the enzymatic process of oxidation and keep them green and vegetal. Black tea leaves are withered in open air and then rolled until the leaves have completely oxidized, which develop the tea's unique malty flavors. One of my favorite teas that I found when fully grown is the smoky Lapsang Soochong tea, which originates from the Fujian province of China. I can't remember where I originally read this, but I loved it so I wrote it down for staff training at the restaurants. Oolong leaf processing is complex. The leaves are withered, bruised, kneaded, and rolled in precise ways to coax out specific flavors and aromas, from ripe peaches to jasmine flowers to creamy buttered scones. That is simply poetic. My favorite experience of boyhood iced tea drinking came after I'd finished mowing the large lawn for our grandmother. When she heard the lawnmower's engine stop and heard me pushing the machine into their tilting, time-worn wooden shed, she brought a pitcher of iced tea and two glasses outside. We sat in the yard on folding chairs. She had these holders that were metal rods with a swirled cup shape at their tops to hold the glasses of tea. We each plunged the metal into the soft earth, now smelling of fresh-cut grass. Below the grass, rich black dirt. Above, the green, green grass of home. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.